This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Search and rescue teams continue looking for survivors after a strong earthquake in the Aegean Sea between the Turkish coast and the Greek island of Samos killed at least 19 people, injured more than 700 amid collapsed buildings and flooding. Officials say that 17 people were killed in Izmir, that's Turkey's third largest city, including one person who drowned. Officials say a small tsunami struck south of Izmir and seawater flooded streets on Samos. Seismologists said the earthquake had a magnitude of 6.9 and was centered in the Aegean. Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump dangled a promise to restore normal life to a weary, fearful nation as he looked to campaign past the political damage of the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking in the state of Minnesota in his third rally of the day, Mr. Trump criticized local officials who said he had to have a limited-sized, socially distanced rally instead of the mass crowds he prefers. Democratic challenger and former Vice President Joe Biden was also speaking there in Minnesota, criticizing Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic that has infected more than 9 million people in the United States and killed more than 229,000. Both candidates plan to stay on the campaign trail until Election Day. Armenia and Azerbaijan have promised to avoid shelling residential areas amid the fighting over the Nagorno-Karabakh area. Their pledge follows a day of talks in Geneva that were held Friday, even as Azerbaijani troops pushed harder and deeper into the separatist territory. The two sides agreed that they will not deliberately target civilian populations or non-military objects in accordance with international humanitarian law. This is VOA News.